Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check us out on Five Reasons YouTube. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Make sure you get all of the episodes before floor, an hour before every Heat game. Post up 5R as soon as the Heat game ends. And FiveReasonsSports.com. You want Brady Hawk's takeaways? That's where you get them. Make sure you spell that out, FiveReasonsSports.com. We do not have a paywall. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. You hear Brady on here from time to time. Well, his appearances are sponsored by our friend, the attorney Eric Rubenstein. This is a personal injury attorney who's based here in Miami. He was raised right here in Lauderhill, Florida. He knows this area. He knows how to work with people down here, and he can help you. If you got a slip and fall, you've had a car accident, you got a medical malpractice situation, reach out to Eric. And again, he's a huge Heat fan. You'll see him at all the Heat games as well. And I would recommend you check out his Instagram handle. It's a lot of fun. Ask about me. I got you. That's where you go there. Ask about me. I got you. Give him a call at 954-829-ERIC. It's 954-829-ERIC. Again, he specializes in personal injury law, including car accidents, slip and falls, medical malpractice, and more. 954-829-ERIC. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. Brady and Alex are at the arena tonight. I think Brady's record now when he goes is like 11-2. So it's Greg Sylvander and me. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. Miami Heat win again. They stay in first in the Eastern Conference. We're waiting on the Chicago-San Antonio result, but they may actually extend their lead in the Eastern Conference tonight. They got a game coming up against Toronto back-to-back the next night. They needed to get this one, and they jumped out early behind the play of Duncan Robinson, and then in the third quarter, Gabe Vincent, Jimmy Butler with a solid all-around game, and then they kind of collapse late. And we're going to focus a little bit on this, and now Greg tells me the Bulls just lost, so the Heat actually extend their lead in the Eastern Conference. I think they're now a game and a half up, correct, I believe, in the East over Chicago. But we're going to talk about this in the sense of concerns. Like, what is a legitimate concern and what is not? Because we have to put what's happened late in games in the context of some of the other things we were worried about earlier in the season that corrected themselves. So will this correct itself? They were playing against a team tonight in the Clippers that has done this repeatedly, including on this road trip against Washington. They had the most comebacks in the league in terms of big deficits. They came back from a 35-point deficit against Washington, and they almost pulled it off against the Heat tonight. I mean, it didn't get that close, but it got a little dicey there at the end. But it's not just the Clippers, though, Greg, okay? Miami has had some trouble holding leads. Even P.J. Tucker said it after the last game. He says, I don't like getting up by that much like they did against the Knicks because typically we let that go. We don't maintain it. So I'm going to start here with you just on a level of concern from 1 to 10, and then we're going to touch on a couple of the other things that have corrected themselves over the course of the season. But on a level of concern from 1 to 10, where are you with the Heat's late game struggles, turnovers, letting teams back in games?
In honor of Gabe Vincent, a 2. Mm. I'm not concerned. Because a couple of things, I guess, no Kyle Lowry. I think one is a thing that we should recognize. I think we do need to see them in close games against good teams. There needs to be work on execution. They need to develop reps. Particularly with their main group to get that kind of cohesiveness and chemistry late in games. But I would say that like losing leads, and that was kind of what took place tonight, is not something that I'm worried about happening in the playoffs a lot. those games tend to be tighter. They tend to be slower. So that's not something that's a ton of a concern. I mean, there's little things. They were a little slow on closeouts tonight. There were some turnovers that were bad. So you can point to a lack of focus with some of that stuff, but they've had such a great run at home. You know, teams are bound to come in and catch them slipping a little bit here and there, a little slippage, as maybe Coach Spo would say, but I'm not overall concerned. I think there are some other things that happened earlier in the season. And Ethan, I don't know if you want to take the first one, but I have a couple that I remember that we thought were concerns and obviously ironed themselves out. But, you know, so I think that this is kind of maybe more one of those things.
Yeah. And we're going to get to those in a second. I would put it at about a 3.5 to 4. I do think that Kyle Lowry corrects some of this, and Kyle will be back at some point. As I've said on now multiple programs, you know, at this stage, you know, he's in lockstep with the Heat on his situation. It's a personal situation. It's not a dispute. It's not an injury. We know what it is, and I'm just going to leave it right there. Okay. But he will be back at some point, and he will help this because there will be someone to inbound to who knows how to close out these type of games. And I feel like that has been part of the problem. Essentially, without Kyle Lowry, this team looks like the team from last year down the stretch of games, which is Jimmy sort of overhandling, dribbling down the clock, and you're kind of hoping he gets fouled because he's been so good at the free throw line, and you're kind of hoping in some situations he doesn't shoot. And I feel like that's where we're at, or the ball's in Tyler's hands.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that Tyler does so well throughout the course of the game, making reads and all of that, there tends to be a little bit of sloppiness with the ball at the end of games. And we saw that in the backcourt. There were two situations today that I think were his fault. There was one that I don't think was his fault, but that it, the ball tends to be in their hands or in Bam's hands. And as much of a playmaker as Bam is, sometimes he can get stripped late in games and things kind of go awry. So I do think having Kyle will help this some. But I also think that they're going to need some time with Kyle at the end of games to develop an end of game game, if that makes sense. Like, where do they go to get a basket? Because right now it's pretty much the PJ Tucker corner three, and he was unbelievable tonight. But as unbelievable as he has been at that all season long, where it seems like he's hitting 75% of those in clutch moments from the same exact spot, you can't count on that all the time. I mean, other teams have other things. Like, a Giannis dunk is more reliable than even, you know, a PJ Tucker, you know, at the level he's been at from three.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the release valve, right?
But it seems to be their option. Like, that's and I like that option better than some of the other things that they've gone to. And I like it better when Jimmy probes and then finds him than Jimmy kind of forcing a fadeaway. But, you know, again, the Nets, Durant, there are places Durant can go and get to on the court that nobody can guard him if he late in game. You know that you can get there. If Kyrie comes back at some point with that team, you know there are certain spots on the floor that Kyrie's gotten to late in games. The Heat don't have that. They got guys that are kind of most of the way there. Like, Jimmy can get, can probe, can get in the lane, can get fouled. Bam has certain things to go to. I liked him going back to the jump hook today. This was a strong Bam game. Brady predicted that in pregame. I think we needed to see one of those. He was a little bit more aggressive tonight. And Tyler obviously can get to certain spots, but again, can be a little sloppy with the ball. So I do think that they need reps.
In execution. Kyle. Gosh, execution. They need that. That's like, to your point, because they don't have a guy that can just say, get the hell out of the way and I'm going to get a bucket. I mean, Jimmy can maybe do that in spurts. Like, I won't totally discredit him after we watch that finals. And Tyler can get to spots, but they're not like Giannis and KD. So you have a really good point there that it's going to be about, I can't say Spoelstra because it transcends what a coach can do as they're standing off to the sideline.
Yeah.
It's about execution from the players.
There's only so much you can scheme there. I mean, some of it is scheme, but again, going out west, okay, the couple of the teams you may see if you got to the finals, Phoenix is elite down the stretch. They know exactly what their game is, okay? And both Chris Paul and Devin Booker play off of each other to get to the mid-range. And then again, Steph is just a takeover player when he's right. And so, again, you don't even need to scheme that, right? The Heat need to scheme some of it, but then they need to execute it. And I think that is the one piece that's missing here. And you are seeing these collapses at the end of game in part because it's like Jimmy's playing one way the whole game. And then at the end of game, it's like it all kind of falls on him to save them. And he's not always that guy, particularly if he's not making shots at the rim It's just not a play. Again, the foul line, he's great. I think the Heat's free throw shooting is a huge asset for them. Their most prolific free throw shooters in terms of getting to the line are also their best free throw shooters. And that's really important. But again, I think they need to see Kyle. But the reason I'm not going to make it again more than a 3.5 or 4 is because Kyle is coming back eventually, but also what we're going to discuss after the break, which is that there have been things we worried about this season that have corrected themselves. And a couple of those things showed up tonight. Before we do, I want to tell you about a couple of great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. We're going to have you use the product code here. Okay. This is for all of your grooming products. All right. It's for your cologne. Everybody wants me to say the tagline, so I will get to it, but you got to go to manscaped.com, use the code 5RSN, and you will get 20% off. They send you all kinds of cool stuff here. A nice box, the whole thing. And again, they got different types of razors. So certain type of grooming you want to do, you can do that. You can also, you got some nose hairs, you get into your 40s. They got a razor for that also. Go to manscaped.com, use the code 5RSN. You get 20% off. And as I have to say here, your balls and your body will thank you. There are actually people who stopped me at the Heat game the other day and just said that and kept walking.
That is great.
There you go. You could also use that product code, though, for a couple of other things here. If you're an endurance athlete, get Salis.com. That's get Salis.com. Use the code 5RSN. You get 10% off. This is to replace your electrolytes in a healthy way. Okay. Not just by pounding a bunch of Gatorade. Okay. Go to getSalis.com. You get 10% off. And of course, for your premium CBD, use the code 5RSN at therapistpreferred.com. That's for the gummies, the tincture, the sports cream to help you sleep and to help you recover. Therapistpreferred.com, manscaped.com, getSalis.com. 5RSN is the code. All right. This is why I don't want to over worry. We need material here. Obviously, it's what we do. We have a network. I mean, it's not just this show. We have multiple shows. We do pre-games. We do post-games. We do, with this Clutch Corner, there's Full Court Press, there's Feel the Heat. We have a ton of Heat content. And so there are things that we tend to obsess over, okay? They get into our cycle in the same way that certain topics get in the ESPN cycle. And there were a couple of topics that we hammered hard, okay? One in the offseason was, what are they going to do when Kyle Lowry's out, right? That was one of them. Well, Gabe Vincent's been pretty damn good. I mean, they're 12-4 with him as a starter now. He had 16 points in the third quarter. That's his third 16-point quarter of the season. He's making the reads. He's shooting nearly 40% from three now. I said before the year, if he could just get to 35%, that was the baseline that they were looking at. And the other thing that, of course, has corrected itself is Duncan Robinson, who, let's acknowledge, you've been out on Duncan for a little while. Yep. Duncan's shots have been
walking
in.
That back.
Duncan's shots have been in. He's now shooting 43% from three over his last 20 games, which is elite again on high volume. Not as high volume as he used to be, but still high volume. But also tonight, you saw the effect of the gravity. You also saw him making correct reads. You saw him, he made his last 11 shots from two, getting into the lane, doing some creation. He looks like a confident player right now. He's almost like the switch flipped, Greg. So like, are we concerned about either of those things anymore? Because I feel like on the level of concern, like the level of concern on Duncan was like an 8 3 weeks ago. And the level of concern about backup point guard was like a 7 or 8 before the season.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because we're concerned about Duncan, but the Heat are second in the league in 3-point shooting field goal percentage. Some of the other things that we were really concerned about is like, we knew this team would be good defensively, but what are they going to do in the offense, on the offensive end? And how does it all fit? Well, they're 12th best in half court offensive rating per cleaning the glass. We worried about if Lowry was out, could they still continue to play transition basketball? And I know Lowry hasn't been out a ton, but they're second in transition offensive rating per cleaning the glass. So again, that's another statistic that lends itself to show you that they're able to stay afloat with the style of play that's necessary, even when guys have been down. And Gabe, like, to see him, what's more telling to me than them blowing a lead tonight is that Gabe can have an avalanche of 3-point. If he can have a 6 or 7 3-point field goal made quarter, Like that's informative to me because that's a guy that he has it in him to catch fire in a way. Those are the types of quarters that win you playoff games. Like it just happens that way. I mean, we were just talking about, we missed Jay Will on the all-time role player podcast, game six against Detroit. He went 7 for 7 to start the game. Like guys do that kind of stuff and win games because of it. So you're right. Like both of those things are no longer concerns. The depth that we talked over and we haggled whether it was going to be enough. They're deeper than any team in Heat history. So there's a lot of stuff that we thought were concerns, and really, I don't know that they are.
Are you still out on Duncan?
No. So clarify this, I guess. I've never been, Duncan is the perfect fit for this roster. So there's no doubt that like he is the perfect player to insert in between Bam, Jimmy. I've never been out on his fit. I've never been out on committing to him. It's just the more that I look at team building going forward, and now that you have this stable of guys that also are going to be up for extensions, it just seems like that's going to be inevitable. And that was why I started to get weird when his shooting started to struggle and then the confidence looked bad. And when you start to just lose that kind of stuff, I started to get nervous. But ultimately, if he's shooting well, there's no reason to mess with this. So I'm not going to be the type to just throw him in the trade machine for no reason at all. That's not where I'm at. And I don't think that there would really be any reason to, now that he's back to shooting the way he is, I'm not one that subscribes to, okay, well, he's regained his value, flip him now. No,
yeah,
you see it through. No. So like to me, I'm completely putting trades on the shelf, and we'll revisit that later.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, there is a certain contingent on Twitter that's all that they want to do with him. And I also feel, and this is part of our age and the social media age and the way that fans are, there are fans who want to be right more than they really want their team to succeed. There's a certain contingent of the fan base, and on both sides of all issues, they just want to be right. This is happening with the Dolphins and Tua, no question. And it started to happen with Duncan Robinson. But I think that there is a way to be right about the long-term prospects of Duncan staying through the end of his contract. And at the same time saying, you know, they are better when he's good. It makes a big difference. Like him being good is a bigger indicator of their success than pretty much anything else on the roster. If you look at wins and losses for the Heat, when he shoots well, they win. It's just pretty standard. Okay. And it is because of all the other things that he creates. And again, to come to it tonight, okay. And before I got one more point to make before I do, just want to mention this before I go. Championship game is this weekend. PrizePicks.com. Put down $100. Use the code 5. You know, gambling's not coming to South Florida anytime soon. If you saw what happened today, so play the Daily Fantasy. You can play that in Florida. Use the code 5, and you get your initial deposit matched. But what I wanted to say here was Hero wasn't great tonight. Struce has been off for about a week and a half, right? Martin gave you some other stuff, but didn't shoot the ball particularly well tonight. And they still had enough. They have enough players in this roster to carry when some guys are not playing well. So they can overcome. It's like having Struce allowed them to overcome Duncan's struggles for a period of time. But now you're seeing
it's reversed.
Now it's reversed. Okay. And this is the kind of team that they have. And that's why some of this may just work itself out, because Eric may just be able to go to the hot guy. If Caleb goes through a stretch where he doesn't shoot well, he regresses back to the norm a little bit, and that he's going to give you other things. That may be the opportunity to get Oladipo some of those minutes when he comes back. If Gabe goes through a little bit of a trough, which may happen at some point, also maybe an opportunity for Oladipo. I didn't think this was Deadman's best game tonight. He had some moments, okay, but he also had early foul trouble. And I thought, okay, you might see Yurt tonight if you were playing against a team that had a couple more bigs. So I do think that there are opportunities for these other guys to get in. And just to close the book on the episode, I think the late game stuff needs to be fixed a little bit, but I think Kyle will help with that. But most of the concerns we've had about the Heat this year have resolved themselves in some way. They might have answers for all of your questions. Check out our sponsors, Eric Rubenstein, personal injury attorney. Of course, use the code 5RSN at manscaped.com, therapistpreferred.com, getsalise.com, and at prizepicks.com. Use the code 5. Play the Toronto tomorrow night. We'll actually be back on Sunday night on 5 on the Floor, but you can check out the YouTube channel for Post Up 5R. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.